With Valley Public Radio News, I'm Jeffrey Hess. Kern County is now considering turning to private companies to run county services as one way to help cover a big decline in tax revenue. While many cheer low oil prices for declining gas, it's costing Kern County in a major way. The lower cost of oil means the county is bringing in less in property taxes, as much as $60 million less next year. County Supervisor Mick Gleason says the county board voted this week to prioritize forming partnerships with private companies to run county services, potentially saving money.
Well, we do it all the time. I mean, we have all these public-private relationships that provide services all through the county, whether it's our trash haulers, whether it's our ambulance service, whether it's our hospital. So to me, it's a no-brainer.
The board drew strong pushback from the public Tuesday when it floated the idea of privatizing its library system. That effort is on hold pending a series of public meetings. Local union member Pete Rodriguez says even opening the door to private companies is a bad idea that could threaten the jobs and livelihoods of county employees.
Once the county starts moving in one little direction, once they get their foot in the door, then they start sort of meandering into different sort of areas. And all we're trying to do at this point is to say, hey, wait a minute, stop. You know, let's collaboratively explore all of our other options before you even consider going to privatization.
However, it's premature to sound the alarm on privatizing county responsibilities, says County Administrative Officer John Nylon.
Even this discussion about libraries was just a beginning of a discussion. So I think we're going to have to wait and see what comes forward and what may make the most sense so that we can have that full discussion and move forward.
The county board hopes to have meetings about library privatization in each district over coming weeks. This is Valley Public Radio News.